Well, at times you were wondering, were Donegal going to let Tipperary steal the points? Because having been in a comfortable position a couple of times, we contrived almost to lose that match.
I was just saying there earlier, Charlie, that it was a game that you'd find it hard to convince people that you weren't trying to lose it. You know, both times that we were comfortable, especially in the second half, midway through the second half, it looked like we were going to go on to win the game handy enough. But as you said there, we let them back into it and we gave away a bad goal and we stopped playing after it for some reason.
Yeah, we gave away two bad goals because if we look at the game in sections, I suppose, Tipperary, as you would expect at home, you know, put it up to you early on, but 5 points to one, a comfortable lead, and then suddenly what can only be described as a disaster of a goal conceded.
Yeah, that's the way it was. I mean, like, it was just a harmless enough 50 that came into the edge of the square, and just, I mean, like, two between a few of the boys on the line, one left of the other, and it was a bad goal to give away. But, I mean, like, things like that can happen in matches, you know, but the important thing is to get over it and continue to keep playing. But I suppose the disappointing aspect about last night is the fact that, you know, these setbacks seem to knock us off our stride.
That's absolutely right, John Joe, because after conceding that goal, Donegal, you know, went to sleep, really. Couldn't get back into the game, didn't score from the 19th minute until almost half-time when Colin McFadden got that point. And that allowed Tipperary to really stay in a game that they should have perhaps been well out of at that stage.
That's right, you know, I mean, had we gone in at half-time, 6 or 7 points up, you wouldn't have wondered at it. But that's not the way it panned out, and we were waiting hard for half-time to come.
And then, of course, second half, it was nip and tuck, and they had a lot of possession without doing much with it. Donegal produced a very good move to produce a very good goal, and a couple of points after that, and it seemed that's it, but it wasn't, of course.
No, another twist to the story came developed, but I don't know what was left, I would say, but last 10 minutes or so, you know, we give away another poor enough goal, and as I said, we were hanging on at the end.
Absolutely, John Joe. What do you put it down to? Because obviously when you're in a winning position, or at least, you know, put yourself in a winning position and then concede goals the way Donegal did, and more importantly, and as you said earlier on, the head seemed to go down after those goals.
Yeah, it's hard to put your finger on it, you know. I mean, like, it's what would have been the one complaint that people would have had with the Donegal team this last number of years, you know, is the fact that we just can't kill off games when we seem to be in a position to do so, you know. And then I suppose we needed a few people to roll up their sleeves when things start going against you, you know. And you know, in fairness, a few of the lads did do that, but as an overall team, you know, our work ethic after when things go wrong, you know, would need to improve.
Yeah, and when we did have possession, we seemed to give it away too cheaply. We fumbled in possession, we passed poorly. Was that down really to the tension of the evening and players knowing, right, we've given away a couple of bad goals here, this is a match we could easily lose, so, you know, taking on responsibility seemed to be too much for some of them?
Well, I suppose I don't want to be too critical, Charlie, but at the same time, it's... at this level, you have to be able to make the right decision under pressure, you know. And we did carry the ball into tackles when we should have been offloading a lot of the time, and we paid the price because in fairness, it's Tipperary had us where they wanted us with 10 or 15 minutes to go. The game had just developed into a scrap at that stage, you know, and they were coming out 50-50 with as much possession as we were, so we made life very hard for ourselves.
Yeah, it doesn't suit us, that type of game, because obviously man for man, I mean, Donegal, with all due respect to Tipperary, would have better players in many positions, but the way they played and drew us into that scrap suited them more than it suited Donegal.
Well, I mean, like, you have to remember, I mean, like, it's nearly impossible to analyse games at the minute. I mean, like, that Tipperary team went up 1-2 point off Down, and they beat Meath the week before, so no, they're obviously doing something right, and they've come all the way from Division 3 or Division 4 to Division 2. So they probably have something going for them, and the fact that they've built up a good team spirit this last number of years. And once they got off of a chance of a victory at all, they really went for it, you know. So I mean, like, probably if they are to take a positive out of it, I mean, like, the fact that we held on for a one, regardless how it came about, was something that we'll take heart from.
Yeah, that's the main thing really, isn't it, John Joe? Taking the 2 points up from Thurles, because I know there's a match to be played today, but it would look as if 6 points puts Donegal safe for starters anyway, which obviously is the first point of call in any year. But it also puts you in a situation now, two home games to come. You can push on from here and perhaps you know, give promotion a bit of a run.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about it. That's been our intention all along, to have a good league campaign, and you know, maybe that victory last night, even though it wasn't a pleasant sight, puts us back on track again. So we've got two home games now, and we'll be looking for two good, solid displays. And you know, regardless how we end up in the league after that, you know, we'll accept it. But you know, it's all to play for. I mean, they're the kind of games that the players at this level should be relishing and seeing as a challenge. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the boys react now for next Saturday night against Meath.
Yeah, bigger picture, John Joe, you've used a lot of players in the McKenna Cup and in the league so far, which is a positive thing. You're giving people an opportunity to see can they step up to the mark. Brendan Boyle and Barry Dunyan came back last night from long-term injuries as well. You have other people who are out for one reason or another. Are you happier now that the squad's taken a stronger look about it with these players? They're going to need game time, and that's the big thing at this stage, I suppose.
We're going to be welcoming everybody that comes back. We're going to be waiting hard for them. You know, and we'll just try to give them games as quickly as possible. And the club fixtures are starting up next weekend as well, which will help lads get a wee bit of game time under their belt. But I suppose in fairness, with all the lads we've tried, you know, we're not going to be very far away from the panel that we had other years. You know, suppose any year that you get maybe two or three fellas breaking into the team is probably it's as much as you can hope for, and I would say that's kind of the figure that we'll have, you know.
Yeah, I suppose that's pretty evident, isn't it? The guys who've been around for, you know, 4 or 5 seasons, or maybe some of them a bit longer, are the ones that you're probably going to have to look at in terms of a championship starting 15, because although players have come in and they've done reasonably well, none of them really have stood out to really say, right, I'm worth my place in a championship team.
Well, Charlie, the problem, and it's nobody's fault really, the problem with lads now trying to break into a county team is it doesn't usually happen overnight. I mean, like, most of the young fellas that's coming into the panel, they're not really getting long championship runs at both the minor team or the under 21 team, where, you know, so it takes them a while to settle into that standard of football. So, it's something that's very hard to do over the course of 1 year, is to break into and to any county team, really.
Yeah. And finally, John Joe, those two league games to come against Meath and Armagh, which are two good games to finish off your league campaign with. You'll be looking for two wins, and if you get two wins, that'll put you on the edge anyway of promotion. Down would look as if they're pretty home and dry, taking one of the promotion spots.
Yeah, that's the way. I mean, like, that heading down to Tipperary, we wouldn't have been talking too much about promotion, you know. So, I mean, like, it's nice to have swung the pendulum a bit, you know, the way that we're looking at the upper half of the table, you know. But as I said, I mean, we'll first of all be looking for two solid displays. I mean, like, the first one, we'll not look past Saturday night, so we'll try to get a good display past us, and sure, we'll see then what happens against Armagh. But, you know, we'll be taking every game as it comes and going for victories anyway.